My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Warner made the stop and punched it right out of the arm of Breece Hall.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's a peanut punch, Steiny. It's a peanut punch. Named after Spencer Tillman of the Bears.
That's a great one.
Spencer Tillman, right? Yeah, Peanut Tillman.
He's good. That's right.
He loved to punch it out, yeah. Steiny. So Fred Warner with a peanut
Steiny
punch.
Steiny goes, is that
illegal? I believe you're wrong. I believe Spencer Tillman was a running back. I think you mean Charles Tillman.
Okay. And you couldn't have given that to me,
There's
Evan. You
no
had to
way.
Serve
Spencer
one up to your boy. Is that what
show.
Happened?
Spencer Tillman
is that,
from
is
Oklahoma,
that how we're doing
right?
it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, Spencer Tillman from Oklahoma. Yeah.
You and I
That's
have
right.
conjoined history, and you're going to do me like that? Duly noted.
Well. But
give me the Steiny. Thank you.
What
give
is
myself
that,
a four.
Yeah.
Anyway,
confirm
happy
that
Victory
Tina Tillman's
Tuesday.
Name is Charles.
God, yes.
Who cares?
Great effort.
Over, look at
Dude,
it. It was a volume game.
That's Evan.
Made his day.
That's an Evan win. Steiny gets the hockey assist.
Wow.
No, that's fine.
Evan
that's
gets
fine.
The goal.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah, whatever. No,
we got a bet
now.
With you.
You're dead.
You got a bet with me.
Yeah, Steiny and I are betting that you're going to come in at me.
Why would I come at you?
Because he manipulated what I led the show off with about last night.
Oh,
shout
been,
out to Rob Lowe.
I've been in the weeds today, so
yeah.
Don't even
right.
like
oh.
tell me now.
I sat next
yeah.
to Vontae, Dibbs, and Evan. We had a great time bonding, watching the game.
Beautiful.
Frank Gore inducted into the Niner Hall of Fame. It was incredible. Boys Demand did the national anthem. Mm. So I come in here and say Kyle can win with us. Like, that was a reminder, as much and badass as McCaffrey is, and I'm still worried. But he showed us why he's taken different iterations of the Niners to the Super Bowl. And then I said something about, well, you know, 6 field goals. And it was to the side. 6 field goals is not what you aim for.
Mark.
And that was the theme
Mark.
Of the show.
Mark.
Guru not happy with the 32 points. And
Mark.
I blowing past how great they looked on the defensive side of the ball. Pooney, everybody. Only he can do it like he can, man.
Mark. I said, great start.
Me Mark.
I said, great,
serious.
Great start of the season for the San Francisco 49ers. Dominant win over the New York Jets, 32-19. And Guru said, I think we've got a red zone problem.
Dibs, it didn't go like that at all. You were next to me. You know, I know what we were watching.
Well, last night we were watching it from the all 22 because that's where our seats are. We're in the
great.
Eighth level, and I loved it. We're right down there by the goal
12
line.
Personnel.
It was Bonte, and then Goo, and then me, and then Whitley, and then we had Hutch 2 seats down.
Beautiful.
Jake, and it was a little bit of a jury of our peers. You know, somebody would miss something, and somebody would correct, and it was a very low volume discussion about football. And one thing we talked about is. My goodness, that scheme and those lanes.
Man.
Your guy J.P. Mason had some lanes to run through now, and you see him from up there on the snap. It's like, hurrah, 5 yards wide. All right, J.P., go ahead and get 13. Not that he wasn't great, because he was, but they just took that game over from the view of the all-22.
The offensive line was incredible.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And
people calling in mad at Pooney, not giving Pooney his credit. I'm like, he was great.
Yeah, the offensive line would look. If you've got a running back who's essentially never started a game that goes for $1.50, and you've got a quarterback, go look at a picture, any picture of Brock Purdy online after the game, and you'll notice one thing. He has a tiny little grass stain on his shoulder.
Just a little grass stain.
And he dove.
And I'm pretty sure it was from when he dove. He dove forward, and no one touched him on that play.
McKivitt's terrible. No. I'm like, what game did you watch?
He had a couple penalties or whatever.
It happens. Two pressures he gave up.
It's week one. Everybody looked wobbly, and I thought the Niners got over it as fast as any team that I saw. Like, got their train on the track as quickly as anyone I saw. The offensive line was tremendous. I'm not going to come at you, though, because that's the nature of being a football fan. Like, we joked about this, Dibs, on the show before the game had even started, and it actually came to be. I'm sure we'll take a call today, or maybe you guys already have. Well, they got to get Kittle more involved. I mean, that happened. Yes. You'll look at a game, and there's never a football game. It's kind of like playing a round of golf. For those of you who played around, you can shoot your best score ever, and you will have dinner that night and be like, I can't believe I missed that one four-footer, though. My 76 should have been a 75. Mm. Like, that's how we watch football. So there's always going to be stuff to nitpick at. But, man, I called last night a volume game because I thought, look, it's only week one. You're not going to win. You're not going to go to the playoffs, and you're not going to miss the playoffs based on last night. Last night was going to determine one thing, and that is whether this weird offseason was actually going to get turned up and stress everyone out, or if you were going to inject Valium into everybody's arm.
Valium is what you're saying, like the drug.
Yes.
I thought you were saying volume.
Not volume, Valium.
Like pump up the volume.
Inject it into our
Valium,
veins.
Valium, okay.
Where everybody goes, oh, Brandon and Christian and Trent and this and that and the other. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I was waiting
on you. That's
what
it did. They looked fantastic.
Because we went and walked the field, and we were in the end zone, and that news broke about, because I can't separate the news and how I felt in the stadium. I felt like I was communicating with everybody when it was 90 minutes before kickoff, and I brought you up, and Dibs can attest to this. We left you at the crossover, and you said everything around the NFC West went the Niners' way. Then I thought to myself, just being real, when that news came out and what we don't know, not that they can't win without McCaffrey, but would you say that now after we find out, you know, Stoney was, Guru, take your victory lap. I'm not happy, but I'm like, there is a concern.
For sure,
that they can't win, but now they're dealing with something that's over their head, per se, with their best player.
What I had said is if the Niners win tonight, then this opening week went really well for them. And it's not just the division and the fact that the Rams and Cardinals both lost their openers. It's also that the Packers, which were considered maybe one of the biggest challengers in the NFC, are now compromised. They're 0-1, and they're going to play a month with Malik Willis. That probably is going to make things tough on them for the rest of the season. Whatever you think about the Eagles and Cowboys, the Falcons also, some people thought maybe that would be a challenger this year. They don't look good. But no, just because Jordan Mason had one good game, that does not mean now that everything's just chill about Christian McCaffrey. And it's not just that he missed the game. It sounds like this has been lingering for a long time. And Doc Feely will join us in 2 hours.
Oh, I'm on it.
We'll find out what the chances are of this dogging Christian in some form for the rest of the year. And it's a problem.
Well, also with the turf game coming up, and Kyle actually was quoted yesterday talking about the Greenlaw injury, and he said it wasn't so much the turf in the game, it was the practice leading up to it. And that, to me, was a little bit more telling because the Vegas field last year, they were at UNLV. It's a terrible artificial surface, and he thinks that was more of a contributing factor to Dre Greenlaw, than the actual incident on turf. So that's something to watch as we get through Minnesota week. But for today, Victory Tuesday, and for me, the biggest takeaway is Kyle Shanahan and that love affair with the run game, because when he starts running it like he ran it, when the game flipped and he had that long drive with only two passes, when he gets into that mode, you can see him licking his chops. We were in the eighth floor, so I couldn't really see it, but you just know, they know you're going to run it, you know you're going to run it, and they can't stop you.
And that's when you're good.
That is football porn for Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
So you got Feely in 2 hours?
Feely in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we'll dive into the Christian thing.
So McCaffrey and Panja have missed week one.
That's correct. That's correct.
Do we know the status of Pangea?
And same thing with Pangea. We found out today. We checked in with him. And unfortunately, he's not ready to go.
Funny, though, because Doc Feely texted me Friday saying he had already been told that he was going to be the starter.
I just informed him. I just informed him earlier today at 10 a.m. Okay. that he'll be in.
Yeah.
And he says he's ready and he hates the media.
That's
the other thing he told me. Yeah.
Well, if Doc Feely has a J.P. Mason-type performance, you're looking at 12 minutes of pure medical gold.
Yeah. Exactly.
Baby Marshawn.
Totally.
That's what we look like
You
last
had
night.
It better at baby Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
Because he had like three or four different babies. Divs, he's like baby.
Marion Barber.
Marion Barber was the one. And then he went to Marshawn, and I said, you're getting better. You finished with Steven Jackson.
Yeah. Shasky shot
not
me the Steven
Warrior.
Jackson. I texted him on. So I stole it from him. He didn't know.
Okay.
He knows now.
And never mind. Never mind me giving you credit. Because I told you in the moment, I said, your comps are getting better.
Yeah. Stoney stole from the great Billie Jean King today.
I heard.
Evan had to call him out.
That's awkward.
Yeah. Want to tell him what it was?
No.
I just heard the accusation. I didn't hear the actual theft.
Pressure is a privilege. Have you heard that one before?
Pressure is a privilege?
Yeah.
No. I've not heard that before.
Thank you.
It was posted on a sign at the U.S. Open. The Billie Jean King Tennis Center. Yeah, I saw that. Anyway.
Willard has
heard
it.
What'd you think of Aaron Rodgers?
He looked pretty much like I thought he would look. To be honest with you, the arm talent is still there.
That's what I said.
You jump off sides, zing, touchdown, 40 yards. Like
couple back shoulders,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the arm talent is still there. The mobility is not. And he's going up against a defense that once the Jets gave them one little body shot, that was it. That was it. And they did not, they suffocated him the rest of the way. He's not going to be able to avoid pressure. The Niners put a lot of it on him. And so he is going to be a middle-of-the-road quarterback this year in the NFL.
Dibs?
He'll go as far as his offensive line will allow him to go.
And they got a new one. They gutted like four guys out on that O-line. It was one game.
Oh, yeah, one game. And just you read his comments from last night. I didn't hear him, obviously, on the way back. But you read him, and he's throwing some subtle jabs at his O-line and protection. And, yeah, there's throws that he could have made as well. But it's the same old Aaron. So if things don't go well early for this entire team, you might see a fissure or a crack in an overall facade that thinks that they're going to be a playoff team.
Mm. Well, week one is always interesting, right? Because you get info and then you need to see it again. Because it's like, is the Jets offense not that good or is the Niner defense next level?
I'm leaning toward the latter.
You know? And same thing here. Like the Niners went on 9, and I get a lot of them were field goals, but 9 consecutive scoring drives against a team that is supposed to be a top three defense in the NFL.
12 and 11 plays.
So does that mean that the 49ers, their offense is already up to midseason level? Right. Or are the Jets not what they were cracked up to be?
Yeah.
Like, that's what week two and week three, you really start to get information about teams. Because I don't know, but the Niners, they outclassed them in every single
way.
Outclassed him the whole way.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I saw the great Patrick Willis being part of the ceremony as they inducted Frank Gore into the Hall of Fame. And I'm going to say this. I'm one guy that don't make that no green law. Whenever it's all said and done, 54 Fred Warner is going to be invited to that party of the all-time great linebackers for the Niners or just in football. I mean, my gosh, man, to go punch that ball out and set the tone early, even though they got a field goal, he's something special.
Well, the fact that he does it in all facets, and it's one thing to be a three-down defensive lineman. If you're a linebacker, you have to play every down.
Man.
But you play every down, and you're just as dangerous in the pass game as you are in the run game. His speed in the run game
collisions
is so fun to watch because he reads it, and he sees the route or the route based on what the blockers might do, and then it's, and he's just there. He's there, and he gets a piece, or he punches it out. And then in the pass game, when you watch him drop, or if he's playing man-to-man, he's ferocious like a cornerback.
Man.
It's unbelievable.
My daughter was already in love with Fred Warner, and she was at the game last night.
We got
and
to
now,
see your two
yeah,
kids
now,
and lovely
she's,
daughter.
She's,
three of them.
Yeah, she's now she's even more in love with Fred Warner. She can't believe the way that he tackles. And the way that he moves around a football field, he's incredible. And it's funny that it was Aaron Rodgers on the field last night because I can't remember which playoff game against Aaron it was Was it the Hufanga game at Lambeau? I actually think it was the Mostert game here the year before,
yeah,
where there's audio of Aaron saying to Fred after the game, when they all, you know, start to shake hands, saying to Fred, I know the rest of the league doesn't know yet, but we all know, those of us who play the game, we know you're the best linebacker in the sport.
See, I hadn't heard that.
I think the rest of the world knows now.
No doubt about it.
He is. He's the best linebacker in the sport.
I believe
period.
Let me throw this one at you, Dibs, because you are a football guy. Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa. All right, so Bosa only had 10 sacks last year, 10 and a half. And Floyd, I guess, has had four straight years of about 9 or 10. Does Bosa, if let's just say hypothetically Bosa ends up with 14 sacks this year, but Floyd has 15.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it still possible Bosa has a great year?
Yes, and it happened last night, and I was talking to the goo about it in real time because you watched the sack that Floyd got. That was a Bosa sack. So Bosa beats his man, and he forces the quarterback to move, and his only movement is into Floyd. And so Floyd gets the sack. He was going to be there anyway. I thought it might have been a half a sack apiece because Bosa was the one who had the pressure. I do think sometimes we get too fixated on sacks because one thing that I was thinking about with this D-line, we talked about it yesterday, Floyd's going to be the mop-up guy where you go to Safeway and you accidentally knock a jar of sauce off the shelf. The checker doesn't clean it. They call in the cleanup person, which was me back in 1986.
Look at
Shout out Red Hill Safeway. Your boy had the mop about twice a day. So not that Leonard Floyd is a glorified stock boy, but he is going to be the mop-up guy for Bosa.
Yeah, Hutch came on with us yesterday and was talking about, like, Floyd is not what he used to be, but that's what he's really good at.
Mm-hmm.
He can get there kind of with the second level. And Dibs is right. That's what happened yesterday. And I do think that we need to get to a point. And I know it's tough. Look, I'm not asking fans to watch the All 22 or anything like that.
Right.
Like, get nachos and have fun. I don't care. But like Nick Bosa, we got to stop making this all about stats. I just don't think you can look at it that way and be like, he needs to have 18 sacks or else he had a bad year.
If you see it, you see it. You know when they're being disruptive.
The offense is game planning against him. He's the one who they're focusing on. By the way, he's the one they're choke holding. I don't know what it is about Nick either.
I'm not caping up for Nick, but it's out of control.
It's absolutely
absurd.
They got
videos on IG now.
Going
back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, today's not about refs, and you can find something in every game, although there was one play that was the funniest thing I've ever seen a ref do. I'll hold that for a sec because I wanted to talk to you about it, Tibbs. Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, yeah, like Nick can play great and not get a sack. Like he can change the game without getting a sack. So I just think we got to change the way we look at the way Nick is playing.
Are you talking about the play where he was rushing backwards?
Yes.
And he threw his neck into the guy's arm?
Oh, he threw his neck in. Richard Sherman was all over this last night on social media. He's like, what in God's green earth is this? He almost sacked Aaron Rodgers with his back.
Like,
because he's being dragged by his neck by a left tackle and no call.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, it happens. It happens on every play.
Is there any comparison to be made between, let's say, Bosa Floyd and Alden and Justin Smith?
don't think so, because Justin was a guy who played in the interior, and so he was providing that A-gap pressure and in the B-gap, and he was a demand double team, if not a triple team, which allowed Alden to go one-on-one. And when they'd run those stunts, when Justin would go out and Alden would loop around from behind, 6'5", 255, offenses had problems. So these are just two true ends.
Gotcha.
Whereas Justin was on the interior and Alden was outside.
Can I give you a different position comp that you will love?
Sure.
Maybe Leonard Floyd will be a little Alvin Harper-ish. Alvin Harper was a product of being the other receiver next to Michael Irvin.
No doubt.
And when all of the focus is on Michael Irvin, Alvin Harper got great stats. And then he got a great contract to go to the Tampa Bay Bucks and was never heard from again for the rest of his NFL career.
Right.
So, yeah, that, like, stuff like that happens.
Nnamdi Asamoah.
Yeah.
When he was the Raiders used him, he was a G, went to zone, not so much.
Yeah.
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 Went to Philly, right?
Yeah.
Nnamdi. And you know who he's married to, right?
Well, they're divorced now.
Are they?
Yeah, the great Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington. I didn't know that.
And I can't say actress anymore. It's actor. The great actor, Kerry. You know,
well, you're not allowed to say actress anymore?
They came for me when I did my top five list.
Is
actor for everybody,
but,
right?
But isn't the Oscar? That's
where I got it from. Yeah. It's just actor.
Like Nicole Kidman's an actor.
But the Oscar is no longer called Best Actress?
I don't think so.
They have separate Oscars right?
Right.
For male and female? Still separate
No,
awards?
I think there's a new
Are we
update.
Still gender assigning these awards?
I don't know. I don't watch the awards show.
I don't
I'm
either.
Just I'm
they
asking
came
the
for
question.
Me, and that's what I was like, whoa.
I don't even know. Like,
they came for you.
Did they change the name of the award? Now you just got two awards?
You're going to have to Google it.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like
I honestly don't know, Mark.
Like it's the same version of, nobody says stewardess anymore. They say flight attendant.
That's a good cop.
Because then you take into account both genders.
Academy Award for Best Actress in a Lead Role.
There you go.
2024, Emma Stone.
Better be careful. Yeah.
What are you whispering?
I know.
I did the legal.
Yes.
Time for the legal.
Time for the legal. This is not for nothing, and we can move on right after it. But Dibs, I did want to throw this at the only
time.
Because my lovely daughter lost her voice at this game yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Because she doesn't get to go very often and just, like, lost her mind. She had the greatest night of her life. But there was one moment where I do think the lovely Christy considered breaking up with me.
Uh-oh.
Because I lost my mind in the stands and I was screaming at a ref, which is the stupidest thing ever, because the ref can't hear you.
Yeah.
You are 114 rows away. But I was so, they threw the flag from the end zone.
Oh, man.
And called, this was one of the plays in the red zone.
Was it on Debo, the Debo hole?
They called pass interference to the point where the ref then comes out and goes, pass interference on the offense, and I'm losing my mind. I'm like, it's not a pass. You can't call
that one.
Interference on a run play.
Jeez.
He threw the ball 2 yards
behind. They fixed it.
Yeah, but my cheeks were about to fly off of my face because I'm like, you can't. How on earth?
Yeah.
This was the oh my gosh, I lost it.
Yeah,
so thank goodness they fixed it.
And they had to, and that's why you huddle, Mark, as officials. It's why you huddle.
But they had already huddled, and they come out with the call.
Checks and balances.
Think about checks and balances.
On that play, if you realize what the back judge is seeing, the back judge is seeing an offensive player engage in a block before a pass is thrown. The back judge can't see that baby's going backwards.
I got the mistake. I didn't get the four of them coming together and coming out of
it
there.
It might have been all eight of them.
Yeah, with that call.
There was one where I was pointing out to these guys that the side judge called something like a deep offensive hold on a play that went the other way.
I've been barking to Steiny all day.
It's like,
let that go.
That's one you let go. Yeah. But by and large, they were a non-story.
Steph Curry gets held off the ball on the other side of the floor. You want that
that's
call.
That's so different.
Well, he doesn't get calls. You know that.
Hey, Willard, I got to say this. As I had a margarita off work, I was sipping my margarita. I met your kids. Your jeans are strong. They're beautiful, but they look it was three Willards.
Tall, medium,
they,
small.
They have fun with me. Your kids don't look like you, good, yours looks just like you.
I put a picture of them all up on IG, MT Willard, if you'd like to follow along with the ridiculousness, but I put a picture of them on IG of my favorite comment. Someone commented, well, y'all are never going to need a ladder.
No, that's
my oldest son. Good God. I mean,
I told our boss, I said he's going to be 6'5 by halftime.
Oh, by half. And he was. In it. And he was. Yeah. He got home, but
he's
six,
a legit 6'4. I mean,
legit. Yeah. Legit.
Like, if he wanted to like do some yoga or some Pilates, he's got 6'5 in his future.
Christy doesn't like taking pictures next to him because she looks like a toddler.
Dude, you look like a jockey next to him.
That's great.
And away they go.
That's so stupid.
File this under who's surprised, but according to the text line, Kerry Washington and Nnamdi Asamoah happily married.
Thank you. We're going to score that for the dinner.
Wait a minute.
I listen to the Trevor Noah podcast. If whenever you get away from the Odyssey app, if ever, it's a really, you would actually love it, Steiny. It's a little leaning in directions you may enjoy more. Oh. Great celebrity interviews, including Kerry Washington, and she was talking about her husband, Nnamdi.
Yeah, not how she broke up.
I know that, Nnamdi, yeah.
By their relationship, about how it's flourishing.
They just went to the Vanity Fair Oscar party together earlier this year.
Beautiful couple.
They renewed their vows, let alone got divorced.
So they're married again.
Man. And you want to talk about Fade the Dibber.
Well, you haven't heard those new vows. Maybe those new
Kerry
vows.
Kerry Washington
like, hey,
speaks out on Nnamdi Asamoah divorce rumors.
Rumors.
Well, that's what I got.
Look at all these rumors. Hey, Time Next Social Club. I knew what I was talking about.
All right, gents.
Yeah. All right. On that note of dismatrimony.
Great opening week for the Niners, despite their red zone issues. They were able to overcome them and beat the New York Jets.
And thank you for your classiness, Guru, in defeat.
You beat me by 2 points.
As Breece Hall was taken out of the game. Jeez.
I have some support, Willer, but
I know.
I'm sure
there were very few people rooting for me in the entire planet yesterday.
Steiny could go winless in this fantasy league.
Oh, is there problems?
Right? Oh, you know what?
It's fine.
Now he wants to stay.
Look at my team. He's like two. Yeah, how about 250?
Get in the game. I was the third highest scoring team in our league.
Among?
I scored over 140 points. Only three teams did that. I'm building a bully, and we're going to be a factor. I don't think there's any doubt. And I don't even have Nick Chubb yet.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to the whole year, by the way, but that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, at least you got Juwan Jennings.
Well,
hey,
right. How'd Joe Mixon do?
Last night you took an L, but
he did well.
You bounced
back.
You know what?
They were having marriage problems. I'm
looking. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.